Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Glottis Limited Q4 and FY 2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference, please signal for an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to the management of Glottis Limited. Thank you, and over to you.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Manikandan, Managing Director of Glottis. We welcome you all for a call here today. Thank you for joining the earnings call to discuss on our performance for the quarter and financial year ending 31st March 2026. I appreciate your participation and support as we complete our first full financial year as a listed company. The logistics and freight environment during the year remained challenging across global market. Container movement across several trade corridors stayed lower than yearly levels. Freight rates remained soft and customer across industry planned shipment cautiously due to uneven demand visibility and inventory optimization. During this period, our focus remained on maintaining customer relationship, improving service reach, and managing costs in a disciplined manner. For a quarter under review, revenue from operation was rupees 1,959 million. EBITDA was rupees 105 million with a margin of 5.4%, while profit after tax was rupees 107 million with a margin of 5.4%. For a full year, financial year 2026, revenue from operation was 7,226 million. Sea import continued to remain the largest business vertical, contributing nearly 78% of total revenue. The export vertical recorded good progress during the year. Air import revenue grew 23.6% year-on-year, with its contribution to revenue increasing to 2.4% from 1.5% in FY 2025. Air exports recorded even stronger momentum and revenue more than doubling during the year, and its contribution increased to 1.2% from 0.4% in the previous year. From the profitability perspective, EBITDA for year 2026 was rupees 495 million with margin of 6.9%, while profit after tax was rupees 377 million with margin of 5.2%. Profitability during the year was impacted by softer freight rates and lower shipment volumes across global markets. Despite this environment, we continued to prioritize customer retention, service continuity, and expansion of our operating network to strengthen their business over the long term. In terms of volume, container throughput for year FY 2026 was 89,098 TEUs. Volume remained lower compared to last year, largely due to slower global trade movements. Inventory correction across major markets and cautious procurement activity across manufacturing sector. These trends were visible across broader freight forwarding industry during the year. From the industry perspective, renewable energy remained the largest contributor to the revenue, accounting for 40.9% of the total revenue during FY 2026. Alongside this, we continue to diversify our presence across multiple sectors, including automobile, agro products, chemical, textiles, and medical products. Revenue contribution from automobile segment more than doubled during the year, with its share increasing to 4.2% from 1.5% in the FY 2025. Agro product also showed good traction, with revenue from the segment increasing to 8.7% year-on-year, contributing to 5.7% total revenue. This diversification is helping us reduce dependency on any single industry and improve customer coverage across different cargo categories. Geographically, Asia remained our largest region, contributing around 85% of the total revenue during FY 2026. The region continues to offer strong sourcing and manufacturing activity across sectors where many of our customers operate. We are also seeing better engagement across inter-Asia trade routes, where shipment activity has remained relatively stable compared to other global corridors. During the year, we we also focused on expanding our operational infrastructure and service capabilities. Our customer base also expanded steadily during FY 2026. We added 163 new customers during the year, while the number of repeated customer increased to 959 from 871 in the previous year. Revenue contribution from our top five customers remained stable at around 33%, reflecting long-standing relationship and higher wallet share with key accounts while we continue to diversify the overall customer mix. As we move into the new financial year, our focus will remain on improving customer engagement, increasing service depth across both sea and air freight, and strengthening our presence across industry. Where we see scalable opportunity, we will also continue to focus on operational discipline and selective network expansion to improve service quality and execution capabilities. Before closing, I would like to thank all our customers for the continued trust, our employees for their efforts throughout the year, and our shareholders for their support during the first full year as a listed company. With that, now I will hand over the call to Rashi to take through the financial performance in greater detail.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, everyone on the call. I will now take you through the financial and operational performance for the quarter and financial year ended 31st March 2026. Starting with the quarterly performance, revenue from operations for Q4 FY 2026 was 1,959 million as compared to 1,439 million in Q3 FY 2026. The sequential improvement was supported by better shipment activity across key customers and improved contribution from export-linked movements during the quarter. On a year-on-year basis, revenue remained lower due to softer freight rates and lower container movement across global trade lanes compared to the previous year. EBITDA for the quarter was 105 million, with an EBITDA margin of 5.4%, and the PAT was 107 million with a margin of 5.4%. For the full year FY 2026, the revenue from operations was 7,226 million. EBITDA for the year was 495 million with a margin of 6.9%, while the profit after tax was 377 million with a PAT margin of 5.2%. Coming to the operational metrics, TEUs handled during Q4 FY 2026 was 21,356. For the full year, TEUs handled stood at 89,098. The volumes during the year remained lower compared to FY 2025, largely due to slower global trade activity and inventory correction across key importing markets and cautious shipment planning by customers across sectors. In terms of segment-wise contribution, sea import continued to remain the largest business vertical, contributing around 73% of revenue in Q4 FY 2026 and around 78% of the full year FY 2026. Sea export contribution improved to around 15% during Q4 and 14% for the full year, reflecting a better traction across export-oriented customers and trade lanes. The air segment also recorded good growth during the year. Air import revenue increased 23.6% year-on-year during FY 2026, with its contribution to the revenue increasing 2.4% from 1.5% in FY 2025. Air export revenue more than doubled during the year, and its contribution increased to 1.2% to 0.4% in the previous year. Road transportation contribution also improved to around 5% of the revenue in FY 2026. From a geographical perspective, Asia continued to be the largest contributor, accounting for around 85% of the TEUs handled during FY 2026. North America contributed around 7%, while Europe accounted for approximately 3%, with the balance contribution coming from Africa, South America, and Australia. On the balance sheet side, the company remains comfortable in the financial position. Net worth increased to 2,809 million as on 31st March 2026, compared to 978 million as on 31st March 2025, supported primarily by the IPO profits and retained earnings. Cash and cash equivalents was 1,007 million at the end of the year. Total debt as on 31st March 2026 was 497 million, and the company remained net cash positive with a net cash position of 510 million as compared to the net debt of 73 million in FY 2025. Debt to equity ratio improved to 0.18x as on 31st March 2026 from 0.23x in the previous year. With that, I conclude my remarks and request the operator to open for the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star followed by one on their touchtone telephones. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the queue assembles. To ask a question, please enter star and one. The first question is from the line of Himanshu from Walford PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have two questions on the balance sheet side. First is why the trade receivable have increased to 70% increased by 70%, and what is the breakup of other current assets? Like it has also increased significantly.
The balance sheet, the overall trade receivable days increased. So this is only with respect to the expansion plans and the growth aspects. So we also extended the credit limits or credit days with the customers. So in the future prospective, we have increased the credit days, and it resulted in the increase in the trade receivables. And also, most of the new customers we have added. So if you also know that on the global level, there was a lot of things are going on, the changes are coming. So we wanted to retain the customers. So in order to do that, we have given extended credit days. Because of that, our trade receivables increased.
Okay. And what is the breakup of other current assets? Like, it has also increased significantly. What is the reason?
Other current assets. So if you see the other current assets, you have just advance paid to our suppliers and the prepaid expenses actually. See, in our trade, what happens is we will make the early payment to our liners or the, shipping lines and the agents. But we will raise the invoice only after maybe 15, 20 days to our customers. So in this case, we have some prepaid expenses and advance paid to our suppliers. So because of that only, there is an increase in the other current assets.
Okay. It's from my side.
Thank you. Participants, if you have any questions at this time, you may enter star and one. Participants, if you have any questions, you may enter star and one. The next question is from the line of Rahil Shah from Arham India. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, so my question is, the current global crisis and the fluctuating oil prices, how does it affect the business?
Yes, sir. The current uncertainty on the bunkers, the crude oil, which is happening in the last few months, here what's happening is, bunker adjustment factor, we call as bunker adjustment factor. And these crude oil rate increase and decrease, it is being adjusted and it is being passed to the end customer, either exporter or just importers. So this is how it works in the and there is no impact as of now.
Okay. And what do I attribute the fall in income of the current year to?
Sorry, sir?
Why is the income falling for this year?
So you're talking about 26 income decrease?
Yes.
Yeah, see, this due to the rate levels which has softened in the last financial year, that is one of the, and The demand also, it was little slow. So these are one of the reasons, two of the reasons, major reasons why the revenues have come down.
So will I expect the revenue from increase for the next year too?
We are very positive in 2026-27, and we are taking a lot of measures to cover up this revenue, and we are positive on this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Participants, if you have any questions at this time, you may please enter star and one on your handsets. As there are no further questions from participants, I hand the floor back to the management for closing remarks.
Thank you. Thank you once again for joining us today and for your continuous interest in Glottis. We appreciate the confidence you place in our company. As we look ahead, our priorities remain centered on disciplined execution, strengthening customer relationships, and building long-term value for all stakeholders. If you have any additional further questions, please feel free to reach out to Investor Relations Advisors, Churchgate Partners, and we will be glad to assist you. Thank you for your time and your support. Thanks again.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Glottis Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.